be given an advantageous.
What are the reasons and advantages for Singapore's multiracial, multiracial society, its cosmopolitan, cosmopolitan contemporary,
for the reasons, I think it's quite obvious, right? Because of the multiracial made up of Singapore, coming from different countries, our forefathers. Yeah, so advantages wise, I think it is definitely good that Singapore have this diversity in terms of culture. Yeah, and because of I say it's advantageous, it's because I think that is also a pushing factor why the theatre scene in Singapore is so diverse. That we are able to do contemporary art with whatever understanding left over from our traditional art form. Because I think the traditional art form is also inevitably is in our blood. The Indians, the Malays, the Chinese, it's all in us. So whenever we do contemporary art, I think this artist will be able to provide also another nuances that is of their forefathers. Yeah, that's what I believe.
I think Oliver has touched the thing about always being multiracial and the eclectic mixed across the scene. Then you also linguistically, because we're divided into Chinese theatre, English theatre, and that really calls for that kind of diversity. But I think the challenge is also because we're so cosmopolitan, and we actually, yeah, cosmopolitan, but we are also very globalized economically. So as a country, in order to keep up with that kind of globalization, you're dealing with a few tensions. Globalization does not mean diversity. Sometimes it means being monolithic, you know, about things. So, and at the same time, sometimes it means simplifying things. So actually, a lot of things get lost also, in a sense. And in order to keep up with changes, you know, certain things cannot stay. So I think the tradition, in a sense, always get challenged, because tradition can become traditions if they have been around for some time and has that time to actually develop and become a kind of a form, a kind of language that speak of the kind of nuances that makes what and who we are as Singaporeans. But if it keeps changing constantly, that nuance cannot, you know, sustain and cannot be explored. So something I keep thinking of what Pao Kun described, substation. So I think at one point we're asking, you know, can we just focus on what we want to do, whether we do very exploratory or just traditional at the substation. Then Pao Kun says, you know, but this is what it is, what? Being homes of the arts, then it will have every possible things. Then you think deeper about it, then you're saying that maybe the idea, I don't know whether this sounds sacrilegious, but it means that the idea of Singapore is probably always our tradition or whatever that's rooting us is that constant change, the constant loss. Is that something that we are grappling with? I don't know. So it may mean that because of that constant loss, then we're always grappling with starting things again and again and again. Almost Sisyphus.